Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a great morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And I'm sorry, who are you?
Actually, I've been here. Who are you?
2 weeks in a row. That's rare.
Yeah, it is. Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and hope everybody's having a great July 4th.
And remember why.
July 4th weekend. Yes. Absolutely.
We're the only country in the world that has a birth date.
What does everybody else have?
They just are there.
They're just kind of evolved.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's why we're special. The envy of the world.
That's right.
In spite of our faults and flaws. Uh-huh. tell you what, thought we would talk a little outdoors with an outdoor editor today. David Sykes, longtime outdoor editor of the Corpus Christi Caller-Times, will be joining us. Was down there midweek.
Uh-huh.
And was sad I had to leave. And David was really giving me a bad time going, fishing's great, water's great,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
I said, I know, I was
right.
Down. He goes, you fish? I go, no, I was all business.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So anyway, we'll catch up with David, and he'll make Harold and me feel bad about not being out there,
yeah,
you know. Plus, we've got some news and other things to catch you all up on. So on this holiday weekend, remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You are listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And during the break, when Harold and I are usually talking and you're not hearing us.
and we're hoping the mic doesn't go on.
That's right. That's right. No open mics. Bob Vance, Audio Bob, came into the sound room and said, hey, you do realize that there's another celebration that occurs on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Harold and I both had a blank look, right. And he said,
the first Brexit, right?
Yeah.
Very wise.
I thought that was great.
I want to do a shout-out. I've been traveling a lot the last 2 weeks. Down in Mexico City, first time ever. And I just want to say a thank you to my Shriner brothers down there and the ones that went down with me. We had a tour of the Shrine Children's Hospital in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal facility. Phenomenal. And they did a nice presentation for us, and we went around, and we had a lot of
goodies for kids, toys and blankets and stuff for the kids that happened to be there. And but a tour of how they make the prostheses and the different surgery rooms and their after surgery care and so on and so on. Just a phenomenal facility, and just really a big thrill. And I'd never been to Mexico City before. It's big.
I hear it's really a beautiful city.
It is, and of course there's some dirty parts. I mean, that's what you know. That's what happens in large cities, even in the United States. But the history, you know, because it's so darn old, and they're talking about where the Aztecs were told to go until they find a lake, and on the lake they find an island. And if on the island they find a cactus with an eagle standing on top of the cactus with a snake in its beak, that's where they're going to found their city. Well, the cactus is still there. They've got this area where they founded it, okay, and this old stuff, and there's the cactus, man. But just really neat, and of course, pollution, oh, you think L.A.'s got it. But they said depending on the day of the week and people coming in
now,
to work.
It's high, but it's also in a valley.
7,000 feet, but it's surrounded by mountains.
Higher, right.
Yeah. And depending on the day of the week, 25 to 30 million is the greater Mexico City population. But just phenomenal. Then we went to Teotihuacan and toured the pyramids there. Excuse me, Pyramid of the Sun, the Moon, and the Pyramid of Quetzalcoatl. Phenomenal. And, you know, a lot of tourists and stuff, but just very striking. These things are amazing. And the Archaeological Museum, which has the most important artifact there, and that is the original Aztec stone calendar that they found. I think they only found it like 1964 or something. Just beautiful. The architecture, the parks and so on, very, very impressive. I can highly recommend people going down there. Great hotels, great hospitality, you know, a lot of fabulous restaurants and stuff because it is a giant metropolitan area. So it was just a lot of fun.
Good for you.
Yeah.
This weekend, or actually Friday, July 1st, we start the second half of the year.
Oh, okay.
The first half is done.
That means we've earned our tax money.
Oh, really?
Right.
So now we actually, what we're earning.
I mean, it used to be the first quarter of the year is what you work for, to get the money for your taxes.
Now it's the first half?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you. Please, tax reform.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Speaking of national news, those sorry. Boat US and any and everybody else that does any boating is coming out. The Environmental Protection Agency is asking for comments on a proposal to increase the amount of ethanol that must be blended. This is the wording. Must be blended into the nation's gasoline supply for 2017. If adopted, these proposed levels would require the use of a record amount of ethanol, forcing high-level ethanol fuel blends, including E15 or 15% ethanol, into gas pumps and at more gas stations. Most marine engines are built to only work up to 10% ethanol, and it is illegal to use gas containing more than 10% in any marine engine. Short version, you have an engine. If this passes, you will have problems with your engine.
Also, isn't there problems with gas tanks, deterioration of tanks?
There's problems with everything.
Yeah.
And, of course, the ethanol is really a farm subsidy for the corn. All right,
which makes our corn go up, too.
Yeah, so, but there is a website, and Texas Outdoors Journal posted it on our Facebook page, where you can go and make comment. Comments must be made by July 11, all right? Last week I reported that Vibrio had been reported out in the surf of Port Aransas. Port Aransas quickly responded with a press release to One and All, saying that recent reports have been made regarding an Austin man contracting Vibrio while in Port A. These reports are speculative. There's no way to know where or how he contracted the bacterium. And we'll talk to David Sykes later in the program
the
more about
eating,
this. The flesh eating,
right,
yes. Anglers are concerned because we wade fish, and if you have an open sore or immune deficiency, that is how it's contracted. But the way the health department reports it, you can also contract Vibrio by consuming raw, undercooked, or contaminated seafood, especially oysters.
Oh.
And here's the deal. I mean, I eat seafood midweek when I was down, and on the plate were oysters. And I said, I don't want oysters. This is a month without an R. This is old school thinking,
right,
okay?
Right.
You only eat oysters during the month of R, and quite honestly, now I don't start eating oysters until about November, maybe December.
Okay.
And I will stop usually in March. Bottom line is the way it's reported and the numbers don't break it out by those that were wade fishing or maybe contracted in some other way.
Yeah.
But they wanted to come out with that.
A little something going on here in Houston next week. Because everybody's talking about the Olympics coming up, we assume. Oh, what a mess. What a mess that has become.
Yeah, do you really want to go down and get Zika?
Oh, you know? Boy. Or do you want to have a toilet that works or air conditioning or transportation or security or? I mean, this thing is wild. But five team members from the U.S. Olympic shooting team are going to be in Houston for a fundraiser July 7th to 9th. At the American Shooting Centers. It's the National Sporting Clay Cup.
Has that dried out yet?
Not completely, but they have revamped things to handle that.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
They've changed the course up to be able to handle that.
What we're referring to is it's behind a dam area on the west side of Houston,
right,
retaining water during recent floods.
Yes, and keeping it from coming into your house.
Right.
Anyway, USA Shooting is going to be well represented with five Olympians participating in the event. Houston's own 2008 Olympic gold medalist Glenn Eller headlines the team. The U.S. Army Marksmanship Unit athlete has become the first American male in the shotgun discipline to make five Olympic teams in his career. Let me bring up, though, our good friend Kim Rohde. Is the first Olympian period in six Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Is she going to be here?
No, sadly, she can't make this event.
Oh.
I'm trying to get Kim to do the show, but she got a little on her plate right now.
Sure.
So that's what's going on.
Practice,
yeah,
right?
Which she does. Anyway, Glenn is joined by teammate Josh Richmond, 2012 Olympian and two-time world champion, current world champion and Rio-bound skeet shooter Morgan Kraft. Other Olympians, rifle expert Michael McPhail, the world's number one ranked prone rifle shooter, and three-time Olympian Keith Sanderson, rapid-fire pistol shooter with 9 career World Cup medals. Because of the support, corporate support, there's going to be 100 kids that will get the opportunity to participate in that. Very interesting, though. This is the only non-government-supported Olympic shooting team in the world. And USA Shooting relies heavily on donors, but they maintain a history of success, includes 107 Olympic medals. That's a heck of a run.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. All right, from Olympic shooting, we head back to the Lone Star State, where three more Texas lakes have been affected by zebra mussels. Uh-huh. Yes, those lakes include, here in my notes, Lake Livingston, Eagle Mountain Lake, and Lake Worth, all tested positive. And, folks, if you are going to a lake that is suspicious, or really anywhere, you need to drain and dry your bilge.
Yeah, the slogan, clean, drain, and dry, but also, like, look, don't you? I mean, you mentioned have to look. See.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, the embryo is microscopic of zebra mussels. The larva,
okay.
That's the word I was looking
there
for.
There we go.
Right. And it's microscopic. And, you know, it could cling to your trailer.
Okay.
So, and a lot of freshwater people don't rinse the trailer like we do in saltwater.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, underneath the wheel wells and things of this nature.
Right.
But you really, really need to do that as well. Also, on this holiday weekend, you need to be careful. There is a surge in water fatalities, which strikes a reminder to practice boating safety. Wear your personal flotation device. The kill switch is designed on a boat to be worn by the operator should they slip, fall, be thrown overboard, or just even bump their head and get knocked out in the boat. It is designed to be pulled out, and it will kill the engine.
I was looking at that report, too. They're saying half the fatalities so far in 2016 have involved kayaks.
Yes, paddling. Oh, and
so no flotation device, maybe? I mean,
well, that, but also many times kayakers will try to get out early.
Okay.
They have no lighting system.
Ah.
Boats are running to get to their places early, and
there
therein lies a problem. So you need to have a pennant and some sort of a light source if you're going to try to paddle early, and particularly in areas, and I see it on the mid-coast all the time.
Sure.
Where they're crossing channels, and people don't judge speed and distance right. well.
You got those cheap battery operated strobes
yeah.
that you can clip on. Yeah.
You can. Absolutely. All right, tell you what, it is time for our weekly check of the CCA Star Tournament. Leaderboard, Harold, lead us off.
Ah, yes, our favorite, and that is the Little Nippers. That's the Star Kids Scholarship Division. Ages 6 to 10, they're vying for $50,000 scholarships. And so we've got leaders in all those categories right now, and their parents have got their fingers crossed. Flounder leader, 3-pound, 15-ouncer Noah Fong, who is 10. Sheepshead, 8-pound, 12-ounce. Ryland Bashy, they come up every year, that family, right? He's 7. Gafftop, 6-pound, 5-ounce. Ashton Sumrall, who is 8.
I think they think it's their own private scholarship, you know,
that's
program.
That's okay.
All right, in the Speckled Trout, the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum. Upper Coast leader remains Dylan Balch. 7-pound, 8-ounce. Mid-coast leader remains Jacob Guthman, 6-pound, 10-ounce. And Mitch Lissy continues to lead the lower coast, 7 pounds, 9-ounce.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of boy names there, kids. Get your family to say, take me out, Dad. I'm a girl, I know, but take me out. Do it, all right? Okay, Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division, ages 11 to 17, $25,000 scholarships they're vying for. New flounder leader, 5-pound, 3-ounce, Cade Doogie, who is 16. Sheepshead, 6-pound, 3-ouncer, Ian Wells, who's 11. Gafftop, 5-pound, 15-ounce, Jordan Sandow, who is 17.
Well, I put glasses on, the type's bigger.
That's good. What a concept.
In the adult speckled trout division, Upper Coast, Dean Halewin leads 9-pound, 9-ounce. New leader in the mid-coast, Thad Reichert, 9 pounds, 1 ounce. And the lower coast leader, James B. Vaughn, 9 pounds, 1 ounce.
Okay, I lost my place. There we go. Kingfish.
There you go.
62-pound, 13-ouncer, Matthew Bronson. Dorado, 23-pound, 15-ounce, Colby Scott. And right now, no Ling leader at all.
That's surprising. 50-pound minimum on the Ling. In the adult flounder division, Joshua Delf continues to lead, 6-pound, 5-ounce. Sheepshead leader Jerry Mills remains at the top, 10 pounds, 5-ounce. And Troy Summerall III. On a 7-pound, 8-ounce gaff top to continue to lead that division.
Okay, Texas Fort Dealers Redfish Division. These are the tagged redfish, right? One winner so far. Got the Ford F-150 truck, the boat, the motor, the trailer, the works, worth almost $100,000. Jeff Myers of Houston has a whole lot of new friends. According to what they sent us, 4 tagged redfish have been caught. We have this one one winner. 3 were ineligible for whatever reason, so the group therapy has already started. 1 was released, like somebody released one by mistake.
They saw it. And it was alive, and they released it back. So it's continuing to swim, but they were not. They knew they were not entered.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Oh, well, bless them then. Okay,
yes, absolutely.
Good. There we go.
Yeah. So there is still 1 winner, 3, that's 2. So it's still a total of 57 redfish are swimming around areas that you all fish.
Yes, they want you to catch them, friends. And it's the cheapest insurance policy. It's like wherever you get your license, you can sign up for the CCA Star Tournament. So do it.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road, plus the outdoor reports headed your way.
America's best-selling truck, 39 years running, is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they will build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Here's to the winners in the 27th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit. Star features over $1 million in scholarships and prizes, all yours to win. Just ask David Hill.
I have 20,000 good reasons to say yay CCA.
Or Maritza Martinez, Lakin Bellinger, and Adair Bates.
We won $50,000 scholarships.
Girl power!
And these are just a few of the big prizes from Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mercury Marine, Whataburger, Rio Ammunition, LV Building Products, Huff Power Polaris. Sign up at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. For information, watch ABC 13's Boat and Beach Report Fridays at 11 a.m. or visit startournament.org and sign up now.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News.
And we were talking about check your heart rate.
Yeah. Harold and I both have iPhones, and there is a great app called Heart Rate.
Yeah.
And I showed it to my cardiologist last time. Not that I have heart problems, but I was just in for a checkup. And download it. You put your finger over the flashlight, basically.
Yeah.
And it takes it. And it also has a printout of your of the sinus rhythm. Is that what it's called? The rate.
Yeah.
Like on an EKG.
Right.
And impress the hell out of
me. Oh, it's cool. Yeah. And it'll keep accumulative and stuff like that. But there's a lot of good stuff out there. There's the iPhone has, it comes with it, I think, now, like the pedometer.
Yes.
You know, how many steps and stuff like that.
Right.
But
as you folks get older, Harold and I are on the youthful side, and we want to keep you well informed.
Absolutely.
All right. What have you been driving?
Oh, everywhere. This is a whopper, friends. You know, go start saving money. This is 2016 GMC Yukon XL Denali four-wheel drive. That's the top of their food chain. Built at that wonderful plant in Arlington, Texas. New for 2016 is the enhanced GMC IntelliLink system featuring Apple CarPlay capability, updated driver alert package system with lane keep assist and IntelliBeam headlights, hands-free liftgate now, because this thing's big. I'm glad they do that. Enhanced security package. It includes a liftgate shield. Standard capless fuel fill. Well, why not? But that makes it easy. Fold flat second and third row seats for more cargo capability. Power rear liftgate with programmable height settings, which is very handy. Standard 8-inch color touchscreen, 8-inch diagonal customizable driver display. Standard wireless charging, multiple USB ports to drive the kids crazy. Magnetic ride control, which is really cool. Safety features. Just about everything. Side blind, zone alert, lane change alert, rear cross traffic alert, forward collision alert, lane departure warning, and adaptive cruise control. The engine is a 6.2-liter V8, pumping out 420 horsepower, 460 pound-feet of torque. Will tow 8,000 pounds. Inside cargo capacity is 121 cubic feet. Extra stuff on this one, the open road package, and heads-up display, power sunroof, rear seat entertainment system, 22-inch aluminum wheels, adaptive cruise, and more. Heck of a vehicle, and probably a heck of a write-off if you can use it for business. Base price is $70,745. Oh, my. This one loaded was $78,000. That is twice what my first house cost. 14 miles per gallon in the city, 20 on the highway. It's a whopper. It will make a statement. You can put your business sign on the side of it. 2016 GMC Yukon XL Denali four-wheel drive.
Time for the outdoor report. And very quickly, bass fishing has been good on Coletta Creek on chartreuse spinnerbaits and crankbaits in 8 to 10 feet of water. Choke Canyon continues a slow rise. Channel and blue catfish is the hot bite there. Amistad Reservoir, I don't know that I've ever seen a bad report on this lake, but black bass fishing is good on topwaters, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and soft plastic frogs. Falcon Reservoir, black bass fishing is good on watermelon spinnerbaits and shallow running crankbaits. Lake Brownwood, just a skosh high, black bass fishing is good on soft plastic buzzbaits and spinnerbaits over grass, while white bass are good on minnows and little fishies off lighted docks at night.
Okay, heading to East Texas, Conroe. Black bass are good on dark spinnerbaits and small rattle traps. Striped bass are slow. Crappie are fair on minnows. Catfish are good on shrimp and chicken livers. Fork. Black bass are good on Carolina rig flukes, football jigs, deep diving crankbaits. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Livingston. Black bass are good on white spinnerbaits and rattle traps. Lake Sam. White bass are good on minnows and small spinnerbaits. Crappie are good on minnows over brush piles in 20 to 25 feet of water. Brim are good on night crawlers. Toledo Bend, striped bass are good on white striper jigs. White bass are good on minnows and pet spoons. Crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs. Brim are good on crickets and night crawlers. Athens, black bass are good on hollow body frogs and weightless cinchos. Palestine, black bass are good on Texas rig craws, wake baits, and bladed jigs. Richland Chambers. White bass are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Tawakoni, hybrid bass are good on slabs. Catfish are good on trot lines. Texoma, crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Striped bass are good on slabs. Heading to Central Texas, Big Lake Buchanan, crappie are good on minnows and curbs, crappie jigs over brush piles. Channel cats are good on live bait. Yellow and blue cats are good on jug lines, trot lines baited with goldfish. That's it for there. Of course, the good news is Medina's high, Travis is high, and we're trying to get the Medina report. We're chasing
Jim Gallagher.
Jim Gallagher there. Find
Absolutely.
Out.
Interesting on a couple of reports you just gave. On Lake Whitney, last week, and that's on the upper end of the Brazos River, it was 21.5 feet high.
Yeah.
You mentioned it was 13.88 feet high. So they have dumped a bunch of water out of that lake, showing the Brazos River has gone down. And on Travis, 9.3 feet high last week, and now it's just about a tenth of a foot high.
Mm-hmm. Right.
On the coast, upper coast and Louisiana bays are seeing freshwater dissipate. On Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu, speckled trout are showing up after big sets of working gulls in West Cove and around the old engine area. Frightened shrimp are jumping out of the water trying to escape what would be certain death from the fish below.
Right.
And also some good catches on the short rigs. Old Reliable Captain Randy Foreman said the Sabine Channel in water 3 to 11 foot deep around drops and shell bottoms has trout to 5 pounds. The jetties has been best on an incoming tide early morning. Short rigs holding good numbers of trout in water 25 to 35 foot deep. And if you've never fished the short rigs with the mild and light winds, that is a hoot. I mean, that is really, really pretty neat out of Sabine and out of Cameron. In Galveston, Captain Ryan Battistoni continues to make hay in West Galveston Bay along the shorelines, grassy shorelines, or in Chocolate Bay around the shallow reefs. East Matagorda Bay continues to produce for Captain Trey Pry. Unfair lures shrimp and rip and slash, as well as the dog walker. Seem like you can throw the entire unfair lure and you're going to get bit down there. Captain Nathan Bebout, Cedar Bio is good, both inside and out. Captain Alan Sifford, King Ranch shoreline, 4 feet deep to the shore over grass beds. Port Mansfield grass beds south of the Arroyo, also north around the land cut, has been good. And finally, in the lower Laguna Madre, Captain Hencho Gutierrez Jr. said that South Bay has scattered trout, reds, and drum, while the east side of Port Isabel Intercoastal is good for trout hitting live shrimp under a popping cork.
Okay. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday is rated as good. This Sunday and July 4th, This Sunday and July 4th, which is Monday, are our two best days of the week. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are a trio of good days. Friday slips to fair. Next Saturday and Sunday are both poor. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon and early evening. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game becoming active mid-afternoon until the evening hours right before sunset. Next weekend, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to actively feed from well before sunrise until mid-morning. On July the 4th, we will have a new moon. On the coast this weekend, as well as Monday and Tuesday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Thursday through next Sunday, each have a double tide schedule.
On the hunting scene, javelina season continues through August 31st in the 50 counties in the South Zone. The countdown to September 1. We just have a little over 8 weeks before September 1.
Dove season, friends.
And I tell you what, there are lots of free-ranging exotics out there in Central Texas and plenty of pigs all across the Lone Star State.
Yes, they're never going to run out of those, but, you know, to try to help the population dwindle.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, David Sykes, outdoor editor of the Corpus Christi Caller-Times, will join us.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation. Plus, glass smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terrascopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saloon and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas in an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association. No other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and it is group participation time on this holiday weekend. Everybody gather around the radio and join Harold and say...
It's like my favorite time of the day, too. Hey, Porte!
That's Port Aransas on Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style.
Uh-huh.
And we've been mentioned for a few weeks. Now that the summer crowds are building,
right,
there is a real synergy down in Port A. I mean, it's fun to go down when you have it to yourself.
Yep.
But it's a lot of fun when there's people there.
People watching.
Oh, people right. watching, just seeing what's going on. Great fishing. Offshore starting to heat up. The inshore bite has been solid. Beautiful, beautiful water. If you've never been to Port Aransas, you owe it to yourself. It is awesome.
And it's also a family location, too, because they got great deals on lodging and food and a lot of stuff for the kids to do. It's
yeah,
cool.
And lots of events coming up, plenty of tournaments coming up throughout the year. You can go to their website, portaransas.org, check on the calendar and see everything that's going on. And those are cool to hang out at as well.
Indeed.
You can also give them a call at 1-800-45-COAST. But when you call, be sure and say...
Yes, the minute they say Port Aransas Chamber of Commerce, you go, hey, Port A!
They love it.
They like to hear that.
Oh, our guest today is a longtime buddy, David Sykes, outdoor editor of the Corpus Christi Caller-Times. David, I want to forewarn you, Harold's been gone for a couple of weeks, so he and I are kind of out of sync, and it's been a goofy show so far, so we're not real sure what we're going to have in store for you.
I can handle that.
There you go. Man, you've been to Port A, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm closer to Port A than I am to Corpus, because I live on the island over there near Bill's condo.
There you go. All right.
I tell you what, a lot's going on. You know, we've had all the fresh water on the upper coast, mid-coast area. We've had some pretty good rains. What, a few weeks ago, we got like 13 inches out on the island?
Yeah, I was downtown at the time, but I heard that. But the weeds in my backyard certainly told me showed me the evidence of that.
Well, and that helps lower salinity levels in the area. And we would all be remiss if we didn't address the fact that as water temperatures increase, bacteria increases. Certainly, there's a lot of stuff coming down our rivers in the upper coast that gets into the Gulf. And the number of cases of Vibrio, and you and I were talking about this, I don't wade anymore, and you don't wade without waders, right?
I don't. It's mainly for comfort than anything, because, you know, you can prick yourself with a shrimp or, a hard head or something like that on your hand, and your waders aren't going to be much safer, but... Yeah, I just find it better just to cover as much of myself as possible.
Well, and you said that those waders also come in handy besides protecting you from the jellyfish or whatever. Gives you a few more pockets for all the stuff you carry.
Yeah, I usually have a couple of waterproof cameras with me. It's just easier to get them out of that big pocket in the front.
Yeah, yeah. before we go to a break, we were talking about Port A, and with all of the tournaments that they've got coming up, of course, they've got the Deep Sea Roundup that is awesome, you know, the outboard fishing tournament, for out the Legends Billfish Tournament. You remember, was it about 4 or 5 years ago when the top five boats that came in all had like 18 to 20 billfish that they caught and released?
I mean, there was it comes in waves over there, you know, and I think one of the more promising things is in the last 5 years or so, there's actually been a few tarpon caught out there, which, you know, goes back to the tournament's original roots when it was the Tarpon Rodeo.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, hey, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break, so if you would, David, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with David Sykes, outdoor editor of the Corpus Christi Caller-Times, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Texas never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Capital Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping Texans show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural Texas grows, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Attention Texas, join hundreds of hunters and conservationists at the 13th annual Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Conroe Chapter Big Game Banquet, Saturday, July 16th at the Lone Star Convention Center. Attend and you could win one of several big game hunts or waterfowl and upland bird adventures, coastal fishing trips, family vacation, custom firearms, optics, wildlife and sporting art, plus much more. For ticket reservations, call 936-203-1647 or visit rmefhouston.com.
Well, with all the hunting that goes on in Texas, it never stops, friends. You need to load up with a lot of ammunition, and Carter's Country has got everything you need for rifle, shotgun, or pistol from the folks at Federal. Right now, their Top Gun Target shot shells, big sale going on, 12-gauge and 20-gauge, only $6.47 a box. Okay. For you 5.56 shooters, they got the American Eagle from Federal, 120-round ammo can on sale, only $59.97. And of course, they always have great prices on the cheap stuff, but it's the good stuff, and that's the estate line of shotgun shells from our friends at Federal. Talking about shotguns, the Express Tactical Pump, they got a great value on this one from Remington, 7-shot, 18-inch police choke, they call it, 12-gauge, 3-inch mag. You can do a lot of stuff with that. You can defend yourself, and you can also hunt with it. Only $359.97. Right now, some of the great values going on at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
We continue our conversation with David Sykes, outdoor editor of the Corpus Christi Caller-Times. David, earlier in the program, we were talking about the CCA Star Tournament that continues through Labor Day Monday. And noticeably absent in the report is a ling to make the leaderboard, 50-pound minimum. And I'm just wondering if the fresh water that has come in has had an impact, you know, keeping fish coming down the Texas coast, moving down the coast, or if it's water temperature. Have you heard anybody commenting on that?
I haven't yet. It's really coincidentally, I just read a report on corpusfishing.com, which is a pretty good website generated from down here, and there's a lot of folks on the Padre Island National Seashore that weigh in on that website, and the chatter is pretty good on surf fishing nowadays, of course. And there's this one guy who goes down there, and he shows pictures of some pretty good sized ling that he's catching not far off the beach off of his little Zodiac. Of course, that really is just a snapshot, so I really don't know generally if the ling, you know, are here or not. I haven't tried it, but boy, as flat as the surf is right now, I bet those people are going out to the near rigs and looking for them. I'll probably hear some reports pretty soon.
Our buddy Robert Sloan did a piece in the July issue of the Texas Outdoors Journal about going into the surf, catching your trout, and then tying on a titanium leader and going after some of those kingfish that will roam closer to shore. And that's something that folks out of Port A, along the beachfront of St. Joe and Mustang and Padre Island regularly do, right?
That's right. In fact, they're catching kingfish off Bob Hall Pier, I understand now. They're using those slide lines to get those baits out pretty far, but as calm as it's been lately, it's pretty easy. I understand that even though the water looks pretty good in most places, that there's kind of some cold water upwelling coming in down the beach, South Padre area, not South Padre, but south of of this area on Padre Island National Seashore, and that always pushes the trout out of the surf, and I haven't heard much good about the trout lately, but that's usually a summertime easy fish to target.
Yeah, David, the question that a lot of people keep talking about, but this influx of water with all the rains that we've had, up from you guys, what effects has that had, and what do people, how do you play that? I mean, what do you change in your tactics or whatever when we have this influx?
Well, I've done a couple of stories on that, and generally the biologists are in agreement that the overall good that the inflow of nutrients and fresh water and everything is a long-term benefit to the bays and estuaries. There is, of course, some short-term inconveniences sometimes. I know I fished Copano Bay a couple of years ago, and the water surface looked kind of red. They call it red water for down in Rockport, and it's got a layer of fresh water on top. But as you probably know, salt water sinks. And so the layer of salt water, of course, the fish easily go down there. And, man, we caught the heck out of redfish in waist-deep, water. So I don't know how thick of a layer that fresh water is, but it doesn't seem to affect the fishing that much, although the real shallow areas, I imagine it would. And of course, the biggest thing is the crab and shrimp population just exploded down here. Right now, at the beach, you can't hardly help but step on a blue crab, and they're all about 3 inches long, obviously a huge hatch of them.
We're seeing the real influence and the benefit of the reopening of Cedar Bio. Great reports coming from out in the beachfront as well as in the channel and back up into Mesquite and Air Bays. Reminds me of 35 years ago when I first started fishing that area.
Well, I wish I had those memories. I don't.
Well, I'm a year or two older than you, so that's it.
I hear them, though. I fished Cedar Bio when we fished the Babes on the Bay tournament. Was it in May, I guess? And God, it's beautiful out there, and we caught an award-winning trout right there in the channel, not far from the surf. But and our mutual friend Nathan Bebop was out there this week, and he has an excellent report on his Facebook page. I'm going to have to go do that with him again. I understand you guys are going to do that with him too soon, I think.
Absolutely. We've already shot a TV show with him, and that's N&M Sportsman's Adventure out of Seadrift, Captain Nathan Bebout. Before we get away and run out of complete time, not everything we do in the Mid-Coast area in South Texas is saltwater. And notice that Lake Corpus Christi is up, and of course, Choke Canyon's on a slow rise. You hear anything from your sources?
I have. The bass fishing they've struggled at Choke for a while, but my bass guy over there, Danny Moy, tells me that he's catching a lot better numbers now. Not necessarily finding the big fish, but that's a lot different from what I've been hearing in the last couple of years. They did gain about 2 feet of water, I believe. The Frio River doesn't provide them very much inflow. Lake Corpus Christi, I believe, is fairly full. And I haven't really heard much about the bass fishing over there, but I heard the white bass were schooling back a little while back. I need to go there and try that. I have several friends who live on the lake, and they'd love to host me, I'm sure.
Yeah, David, right quick, probably 30 seconds, because we are getting close on the clock, but also out your back door is a lot of Texas ground. How are you looking, you think, for upcoming seasons, like we're about 60 days away from dove season?
I say mosquito repellent and long boots is probably the order of the day. The doves are just everywhere, really. I'm seeing them still paired up down here, but that's normal. I haven't talked to any biologists yet, but, you know, I have eyes. I can see them. They're everywhere, you know. And I understand that the quail population, of course, is still thriving. So it should be good into next season as well.
I'm hearing reports on quail. They're talking about like the 80s, you
Ooh.
Know.
And
that would be outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't kill that many of them to mess up. As long as the habitat's there, the fact that there's that many more hens hatching, golly, it should be good until the drought comes back.
Well, all three of us, we encourage our readers and listeners to go out and practice. So I know you're spending lots of time getting ready for the upcoming shotgun season, right?
That's one of those things that I preach and I never do.
Join the club.
It shows in the field, too.
Yeah.
All right, David. Hey, we appreciate you joining us. Have a safe July 4th weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You get 12 people around a table, and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the US. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up this week?
Okay, get your pencils out, friends. July the 8th, Fishing with the Ranger, Inks Lake State Park, Burnett. Every Friday of the month, 5 to 6 p.m., up to 30 participants for free catch and release instructional programming. No fishing license is required on state park property for this thing. They're going to have poles and the worms. I love it. Free park entrance fee, 512-793-2223. July 4, annual fireworks at Texas Roberts Point Park at Port Aransas. Fun starts at dark 30. For information, I don't have the whole number there.
1-800-45-COAST.
Oh, that's what it is. Of course. Okay. Duh. Also, the 4th, fireworks at the fishery, Texas Freshwater Fishery Center in Athens, and free fishing until 8:30 p.m. For info, 903-670-2266. July 7, Bluebell and Bluebonnet Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation Fundraising Banquet in Brenham, 903-227-2006. July 7, Archery Clinic at LBJ's Park and Historic Site at Stonewall. Get some peaches while you're there. Basic Archery Clinic at the LBJ State Park Ball Field off 290 at Cornett Street. Bows and arrows are going to be provided by the park. You may bring your own. Children 7 or older, as well as adults, are welcome to participate. For info and registration, 830-644-2252. 81st Annual Deep Sea Roundup Fishing Tournament at Port Aransas. The Deep Sea Roundup includes offshore, bay, surf, fly fishing, junior division, and more. Registration includes an open bar, except for the kids. 3 nights plus a shrimp dump on a registration night, full meals on Friday and Saturday. Quite a deal, considered the best value among the Texas coastal tournaments. For registration, rules, and entry info, deepsearoundup.com.
And that's July 7 through 10.
Oh, thank you for saying that. July 9, San Jack Strutters Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation Fundraising Banquet in Cold Spring, 936-628-1401. And July 9, West Bay Slam Tournament and Fundraiser benefiting Fisher House for Military Families. The West End Restaurant at Galveston for info, 713-594-4252. Oh, and visit one of those great events in your new Ford truck.
Folks, here's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Dan, take a new truck over to Carter's Country and load up. Right now, the Ruger American Rifle. Talk about a value, and this is in calibers 270, 308, and 30-06. It's a Ruger $359.97. That saves you money to put some glass on top of it. The Loophole 3-9x40 on sale, only $199.97. And to be safe out there, they have their snake proof boots from Justin, only $179.97. And for concealed carry, save $100. The Smith & Wesson 351 Airlight in 22 Magnum, only $499.97. Just many of the great values going on right now at Carter's Country. There's four locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961.
Yeah.
Check their site, carterscountry.net.
All right, I want to thank David Sykes from the Corpus Christi Caller Times for being our guest today, and hope you all continue to have a safe holiday weekend.
Please do. Be safe out there. Check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com, and be safe, okay, so you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.